Proponents of publicly financed political campaigns have been energized in recent weeks after a state assemblyman and senator were charged with bribery, and another assemblyman admitted to wearing a wire to gather evidence against his colleagues. The senator, former Majority Leader Malcolm Smith, was arraigned on the charges in federal court on Tuesday. He pleaded not guilty. Ian Vandewalker is with NYU's Brennan Center, one of many groups seeking to enact a statewide system similar to New York City's 6-to-1 matching program. But he concedes that it won't wipe out corruption.
No system can completely stop individuals from behaving badly. But comprehensive campaign finance reform can change the culture.
Assembly Democrats, who have backed public campaign financing for over a quarter century, released a plan to adopt New York City's public campaign finance system to all state legislative races and the statewide controller's race beginning in 2014. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver says the chances of a version of the bill actually becoming law are increasing.
I've done it since 1986. I think the climate is ripe. And it should have certainly a better reception now than ever before.
Democrats in the state Senate also back public campaign financing. So does the Independent Democratic Conference, a breakaway group of Democrats who co-lead the Senate along with Republican senators. The IDC has the most stringent campaign finance reform plan of all factions in the legislature. Senator Malcolm Smith was a member of the breakaway Democrats until he was accused in the bribery scheme. But the Senate GOP, who jointly share power in the Senate with the Independent Democrats, are not on board with public financing. Senate Republican leader Dean Skelos calls it a waste of the taxpayers' money.
I'm not supportive of using taxpayer dollars to fund campaigns. You'd be asking taxpayers to fund the robocalls they hate. And I don't think that's the way we should be moving forward.
Skelo says there are better uses for the funds. And he says a recent Quinnipiac poll shows that the majority of New Yorkers are also against the idea.
I think they'd rather see the money used, perhaps eliminating cuts that occur to those with disabilities, money for education. Those types of programs are more important than financing a candidate's campaign who they may have absolutely no agreement with philosophically.
Michael Malbin is with the Campaign Finance Institute, which conducts research on public campaign financing. He agrees that when voters are simply asked if they want their taxes to go to political campaigns, they are more likely to say no. But he says it's more complicated than that.
It's true that if you were to ask people in isolation with no other fact attached to it, would you like to give your money to politicians? They tend to say no. If you link it to, would you like to have a system of empowering small donors as a way to giving people in office an alternative to getting their money from people and becoming beholden to people who give them large amounts? The answer is different, and the polls are quite clear nationally on that.
Governor Cuomo has listed enacting public financing of campaigns as a top priority for this session. The governor has not released a bill. Cuomo usually prefers to negotiate deals first with legislative leaders instead. And the governor has not ruled out accepting a reform package that does not include public funding. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.